Again, it's great to gather with all of you, not here in the pews of this cathedral, but in your homes today. You know, during the Easter Triduum last week, between Holy Thursday and Good Friday and our Easter Sunday celebration, 500,000 people gathered in their homes to watch these incredible celebrations. So it is a great joy to be able to be with you in a different way, in a virtual way, this morning. It's also for us, for me in particular, a great joy to welcome people who are joining us this morning who maybe ordinarily don't go to church, and for one reason or another through this pandemic crisis, you have been brought back to church in this virtual way. And my hope and my prayer is that when this pandemic passes, and it will, that you will come home back to church and join us in the pews of our churches in hearing God's word and receiving the Eucharist. I know that many of you have written to me telling me how you long to receive the Eucharist, and I hear you and I understand, and I certainly long to have our churches filled again and people receiving the Eucharist. While you're receiving it today, as you make your spiritual communion, I know that you long for that moment in which you could receive the Eucharist in our churches. And hopefully our prayer is that day will come back soon, and that we'll all come back with a renewed appreciation for the gift of the Eucharist, for the gift of God's Word, the tables that are set before us every Sunday. Peace be with you is the words that Jesus speaks. In many ways, it's the first words he speaks after his resurrection to the apostles. One of the first few words that he says, peace be with you.
Vemos en el Evangelio de hoy que Jesús, sus primeras palabras después de la resurrección a sus apóstoles es paz, el deseo de la paz esté con ustedes. Esa paz viene a los apóstoles en un momento en que en un sentido están encerrados por el temor, un poco parecido a como estamos nosotros encerrados con el temor del virus que nos afronta en este momento. Y la paz, este deseo de paz, llega a los apóstoles a donde ellos se encuentran, y también ese deseo de paz llega a nosotros hoy en nuestro corazón, en nuestros hogares, en el seno de nuestra familia, donde nosotros nos encontramos. Y la pregunta que les dejaría a ustedes para contemplar es, ¿qué encuentran ustedes este saludo de la paz de Jesús hoy?
Peace be with you, the first words that Jesus speaks, and he speaks to these apostles gathered in fear behind closed doors. I have to say that when I began to read this gospel earlier this week, I couldn't help but think of what we're doing now, in a sense, right? So it's almost like the apostles were at a stay-home order. Now, it wasn't an order given by their governor. It was an order that was governed by their fear. But it's the same thing. And Jesus finds the apostles where they find themselves right now, behind closed doors for fear. You would imagine that this first encounter that they had with Jesus, the risen Christ now, would have been one filled with great joy. And they would have been just flabbergasted that Jesus is now back with them. But it wasn't really like that, I don't think. I think they were filled with fear, not only of those that had put Jesus to death, but also of Jesus himself. Because they would have remembered what they were doing the last time that Jesus looked at them. The last time that Jesus looked at them, they remembered what they were doing. They were running away. They were deserting him. They were denying him. That was the last glance that Jesus saw
of these his closest companions and collaborators upon whom he wanted to build his church. If I would have been there at the time, I would have said to Jesus, good luck. Good luck with these guys. Because that's what he saw the last time he saw them. Running away, deserting, and denying. And I'm sure these apostles remembered that, and so now he is standing in their midst. We all have had experiences of being caught. Whether we were a kid or an adult or a teenager, we've all had the experience of knowing that we messed up and that we've been found out. And how almost debilitating that feeling is. It kind of paralyzes. Think of it. Think of a moment when you were a kid or a teenager or an adult and you know you did something that just wasn't right, that maybe wasn't even you, but you did it and you got caught. What did that feel like? And you had no words. And so these guys felt caught. What would Jesus say? What would he do? Would he scream at them? Would he berate them? Would he shame them? He does none of the above. He says, peace be with you. In Hebrew, shalom. Actually, it is a prayer. Shalom is a prayer which prays, may you be made whole in the eyes of God. May you be made whole in the eyes of God. So this community of apostles that remember, they remember what they were doing the last time that Jesus glanced at them. They were running, deserting, and denying. They were fragmented, which is what fear does, right? It fragments the heart, it fragments the mind, it fragments the soul. And Jesus' response to them in this time of fragmentation for them, of being torn apart in different directions, of being locked by these powerful feelings of fear, he says, peace be with you. May you be made whole. In doing so, Jesus comes out of the tomb, making it very clear what his agenda is now going to be. No different than it was during his public ministry, when he walked the streets of Galilee. No different. He would be about making people whole. He would be about restoring peace and tranquility in the heart. He would be about forgiveness. And then he says to the apostles, and as the Father has sent me to do these things, to restore peace, to for forgiveness, to make people whole, the Father now sends you. In your brokenness. In your brokenness, you got sent. Those apostles got sent. Not because they were perfect. Quite the contrary, actually. They were sent. And because they were sent and they heeded that call, you and I gather this morning to do exactly what the apostles began to do. They began to gather together and reflect on the teachings of Christ. They began to live together in community. They began to celebrate the Eucharist. They began to take care of each other, which is really, in a nutshell, what the church has been doing, trying to do, for better or for worse, we've been trying to do for the last over 2,000 years. And so today, these words enter your house this morning, literally. They enter your home. They go behind the closed doors, behind your stay-at-home order. For fear maybe not of those who put Jesus to death, but fear of this coronavirus. And sir, there you are, now for almost a month, stuck behind closed doors. There's a certain silence to that. Our days aren't occupied the way they were before, and so then we begin to live in our head a little bit. And so what is there? When this word, this greeting of Jesus, peace be with you, enters your home, we know what it did, how it found the community of apostles when it entered their home, their place where they were gathered. We know what he found. So what do these words, peace be with you, uttered through the heart and mouth of Christ, what do they find in your home this morning? What do they find in your family? What do they find in your mind? What do they find in your heart? We know what it found in the apostles. We already spoke about that. But what does these words find in your home this morning? And whatever is there, Jesus says to you this morning, Shalom. May you be made whole in the eyes of God. And as I pray, Jesus says, that you be made whole in the eyes of God, then you go do the same. You go do the same. This morning, our Holy Father gathered in a church near St. Peter's to celebrate Mass alone. And I'd like to leave you with a little quote from his homily this morning, very beautiful. He entitled his homily, The Disciples' Resurrection. And this is what he said. 1 week after Jesus rises from the dead, the disciples are still fearful, cringing behind locked doors. Jesus' response to their fear is, Peace be with you. Jesus starts all over again. The resurrection of his disciples begins with faithful, patient mercy. In this way, we learn that God does not get tired of lifting us up when we fall. God is like a father who allows us to take tentative steps and picks us up every time we fail. The hand that always puts us back on our feet is mercy. God knows we will continue to fall, but he will always pick us up because he wants us to look to him rather than at our failings. Peace be with you.